Okay, so we're here today outside Heckler & Koch, arms manufacturers, and I wondered if you could tell us a little bit about why you've come along here.
Well, we want to get rid of the arms industry from our locality, because we live in a nice peaceful area here, but we're spreading the hardware of death and destruction around the world.
Okay, and the campaign here against Heckler & Koch, is it new? Have you been going for a while? And, you know, maybe you can tell me about what your approach has been so far.
Well, I've only known about it for a few months, but I believe it's been going for a year or two in a smaller format and less regular demos. But hopefully it's going to grow as people become aware of the location in Nottingham.
And maybe you could just remind everyone of what that location is and when the demonstrations are.
The address is on the back of our t-shirts. We're all wearing these Heckler & Koch t-shirts.
Right, yeah.
It says Heckle, Heckler & Koch, Unit 3, Easter Park, Lenton Lane, Nottingham, NG7, 2PX. That's a location which is unmarked. The factory actually just says let on the sign outside, so there's no indication that of their murderous produce that they have in there.
Yeah. And so these are regular demonstrations?
This is a demonstration that's happening in the second Monday of every month.
Okay. And we were talking before, I mean, a lot of what the campaign has focused on has been Heckler & Koch's sale of weapons to foreign regimes. But we were talking just now about how they arm the UK police and armed forces as well.
Yeah, I mean, the Heckler & Koch are taking over, or we expect them to take over the new rifles when the 80 goes out. But they also arm the police. And the police in Britain are becoming more and more armed, which is not a good thing, in my opinion. And I think a lot of police officers would probably agree with me. It really ups the ante on crime prevention. You know, the criminals are just going to want to get better guns themselves to fight the police. If you think about the number of shootings that have actually happened in the past, at the time of the Menezes shooting, there was, a full sheet front cover story in the Independent newspaper about 30 or so other people who were shot by the police by mistake. Not criminals, but people who were suspected and just shot by accident.
And presumably, as you say, as the police become more armed and more heavily armed, that's going to increase.
It can only get worse. The more guns about, the more guns on the streets, the more it ups the ante on the crime stakes.
Absolutely.
So we really need to stop making the things, stop making them so readily available, and stop having the police with such a blatant show of these murder weapons.
And interestingly, I noticed recently that the Assistant Chief Constable of Nottinghamshire Police Force was actually making a call to... because the gun existing laws and dealing with gun dealers in the UK... she was saying that they're aimed at dealing with small-time gun runners, not those who deal in guns on a massive scale.
Oh,
and she'd like to crack down,
like totally legally, like Heckler & Koch here. I mean, they're the biggest gun dealers in Britain,
exactly.
By a long, long way. So, I mean, if we want to cut down small-time gun dealers, you need to cut down the big-time gun dealers who are actually manufacturing the things to start with.